crushing big kids in full effect, man.
Yo, I'ma kick it with you, Bobo. Check it, yo.
No question.
Hey, yo, what's the 411, hon?
What's the 411?
I got it going on.
Hey, yo, I got it going on.
Welcome to the Pickleball 411. I am Coach Big, along with
Coach Debbie.
And in today's episode, this one is, I'm pumped about this one. We're gonna talk about why the slice return is not dead, and why you should still use it. In the contrary belief of certain videos that are saying you need to start hitting it hard and not using the slice anymore. So, Coach Debbie?
Yeah, well, pickleball is evolving. We've talked about that several times. Pickleball is evolving, and the way that pickleball is being approached is also evolving. Also, and we're talking about the pro level. So, at pro level, a lot of tennis players have come in, and so that's helped to change things. And so there's some video out there. I don't know. Do you want to say the pro's name or not?
Yeah. It's Zane Navratil.
Yeah. He put out a video that says, and he can thank us for promoting, that says that the slice return is dead. Pros aren't doing it anymore. But, you know, when we were talking about it, I said, yeah, but, you know, lower levels, they still need a slice return, because slice return has a valuable place in the game. And even though he is right, they are driving more with topspin, even at the pro level, a slice deep return, it still has benefit of it.
Yes. So his main theory is that spin produces spin. But if you don't have proper technique to hit that spin, then how are you able to hit it? So that's going to be what we're going to start off with. So the first one, we also made a video on this. Check it out on YouTube. So the first scenario is going to be improper technique. So if you have a Western grip, or as I call it on the video, the one grip wonder, and that is when people use the same side of the paddle to block, the paddle is facing down. So you cannot get under the ball if the ball is skidding off of the ground. So a lot of players prefer that Western grip in the 3-0, even in the 4-0 level, they prefer that grip. And they don't know to manipulate the wrist in order to hit top. And besides, one of the weaknesses of Western grip is low balls. So if you use that grip, you're not going to be able to hit top. So that's one of the biggest reasons why you can still use slice in the lower level games.
Yeah, if we can go a little bit into grips, as a tennis teaching coach, what I do is I'm a grip snob. I really am. I make sure that students understand the different grips, why you use the different grips, and I try to make sure they are using those. But in pickleball, I'm going to say something. There's a huge range of some odd grips out there that people are using. One of the reasons why they can get by with it is that it's a much smaller court, and you see not as much variety of shots. So you can kind of get, if you're willing to cover 2/3 of your space with your forehand, you can get by with that extreme grip. The only problem is if you want to slice, you're going to end up rolling your wrist open, and that ball is going to go straight popping up. You might be able to hit a drop slice, but, you know, as far as driving slice, it's going to be pretty difficult because you have to manipulate your wrist. But what I wanted to point out, and I thought about this, is that Jack Sock is coming into the professional world of pickleball. He is known for having a huge topspin forehand in tennis, and he used an extreme grip. But if you watch him play pickleball, his forehand is not an extreme grip.
That is correct, yes.
He's not even using, he's sort of semi-Western, almost Eastern. He's not quite committed fully to the semi-Western, and that's what he's playing pickleball with. Why is that? Because he doesn't want to be so far over to when he needs to hit his backhand. That's a huge grip change. And in pickleball, there's a very small space, very small timing to make that big of a grip change. So he's not getting that far away from being able to get to a continental to hit a backhand, you know?
Yes, that is correct. And then also strings grab, and you're able to hit with heavy top with a paddle. There's really nothing that's grabbing the ball in order to get that friction to hit the top, really.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. Tennis balls are felt. they have fiber on them, and the strings grab the fiber, and that helps to give you the spin. Pickleballs are plastic. Paddles are plastic-ish, depending on what you know material they're using. But even though they say, oh, it's got, you know, a surface grip on it, it's still very limited in any kind of grip at all on that ball. So to get the kind of spin you would get in tennis is very hard to generate. You would have to swing so fast to try and get any kind of RPM on that ball. It would almost, you know, it's almost ridiculous to even try to think about that.
Yes, exactly. So that is one of the big reasons why it is still an effective shot. And again, people should learn to use different grips for different situations. It's not only just the Western grip for everything. So would you like to get into the second scenario, which was a depth?
We can. You know, we were talking about slice, and the thing with slice is, if, and the part of his video is saying, if you use slice, it allows the other opponent, when the ball hits, to generate topspin on you. What I say is, if it's slice deep, they don't have as much opportunity to get the topspin on you. It's slice short where you get into trouble. So.
Yes, exactly. So even if you, the big reason why you want to hit deep, quote unquote, or not deep, but the reason why they're saying flat is because it takes time away from the topspin. So in order to hit topspin, you're going to need time to get under the ball and brush it. But if you hit hard and short, you're still going to be able to hit under the ball and brush the ball. So depth is crucial whether or not you're hitting flat or slice.
Yes, depth, I don't care what you're hitting, depth is good, especially on a pickleball court that's so short. Anything deep, because and most pickleball courts don't have much back room, you know. So deep is going to put you in a much better position for the next shot coming your way. But the slice, my other argument on it is, everyone needs to slice. You know why? Because you need to know how to do it.
Yeah.
There's scenarios that come your way where a slice is the best shot selection possible. And not that you're going to drive or you're going to use it every time for your returns, but there are times where you're going to need it for your kitchen work, your soft hands. You're going to need it for, you know, different scenarios. And then the other thing is, a slice can also develop into an inside out slice, which is going to curve. You can curve the ball. You know, let's say if you wanted to hit around the ATP with your backhand and you have a slice curve, there you go. I mean, there's reasons to learn these skills just because you may want to have to recreate something, you know, in a scenario.
Yes. you do not want to lose the slice. You want to mix it in. Keep them honest. As Coach Devi just stated, the ball is going to curve into the body if done properly. So it's a wonderful tool to have, and you're going to get a lot of cheap points for sure, especially if you know how to slice properly with the proper grip. The ball will skid off of the ground instead of pop up, which is when the player could hit with topspin.
Yeah, I'd be interested to get a reply back from our listeners and our viewers. what do you think about his scenario? His idea that if you slice, now they're going to be able to generate better topspin on you. From what I understand in my years of tennis, is that it's pretty hard to make a spin change. Usually, when someone slices you, you slice back. Because it is hard to make that change. The other thing is, as you'll see in our video, the slice stays very, very low. And it's very hard to create great topspin on low balls. Just like you stated earlier, the grip that you use to generate topspin is usually, that grip is best for shots that are waist high and higher, not below the knee.
Right. And the pros, they move better. They anticipate better, they see the ball clearer, and they're willing, and they know that they have to use different grips for different shots. So not every low-level player knows that, or they're too stubborn to know that. And they just, all right, I'm just going to use the Western grip for every single shot. So that's the difference why in the lower level games for sure, you can still use the slice and win a lot of points.
Yeah, in tennis, there are people who will get into a Western grip and they do everything with it. But what do they usually end up having to do constantly? If it goes to the backhand side, they're running around their backhand trying to constantly hit a forehand. Pickleball, it's a little harder because, like I said, it's a little faster. The shorter court, shorter distance, you don't get a lot of time to read that to get your feet around the ball. So you have to somehow come up with a solution. How do I protect my backhand side if I'm not going to make that grip change? You know, and that, I guess, is another video that I think we've done a few on it. But, you know, you got to figure out, how do I do both sides, you know, successfully? But the slice, getting back to the slice, I just can't see going onto a court without having that in your arsenal, that you can slice back a return. Also, I believe that we can look to pros for inspiration and ideas. But remember that in the skill level or the level of play you're in, those skill sets that they have, you can copy. Like, they track the ball well. They, you know, they keep the ball in the center of their paddle. They keep a good margin of error. Those are all good things to do. But there's certain things that just don't play well in the lower level play.
Yes, and then lastly, it's when you do slice and you do have the proper grip, you also have to find the scenario of when to do it. If the ball, again, if the ball is coming at you hard and you have no time to prep, the ball's going to pop up. And now it's going to be very easy for your opponent to hit with top. So you want to wait for a ball that's hit a little shorter where you can extend the arm out, where you have forward momentum, and now you can hit a cleaner slice. If the serve is being hit deep and you're off your back foot, that's probably not the time to hit a slice. So all this, you have to remember all this when hitting a slice as well.
Yeah, I'm going to just go over some of the pro points of hitting slice. Slice is great in the wind. The ball will not be as affected by it because it doesn't get as much air as topspin. A slice is also going to stay low, causing your opponent to at least have to bend their knees and get low. So, you know, there's that scenario. Also, you can disguise with a slice and confuse them. Are you driving it or are you dropping it?
Yes.
So there's reasons for the slice, and there are some very good reasons to do it. One for me is pickleball is very wind susceptible. Playing in the wind in pickleball, anybody who's played a tournament in the wind, you know just how much it affects your game. So you're going to need some slice in there, you know. Another thing is I think the slice serve happens to be one of the best serves for pickleball as well, because it stays low and deep. So that's sort of my feeling on.
Yes. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just, I you know, if you guys can watch the video or, you know, respond to us here, I would like to get some feedback on your feeling about the subject of is this slice dead, or is it, you know, is that just kind of a overstatement in general, that slicing is still a needed part of pickleball, you know?
Yes. So I hope you enjoyed the episode. I am Coach Fig along with
Coach Debbie. Have a great week.
Thank you, and thanks for listening to the Pickleball 411.